Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for being on the podcast today. We're so grateful that you've taken a few minutes to be part of this today. We've been talking a lot about becoming, and I want to invite you this Sunday morning to join us. Pastor Chuck Allen is back in the pulpit leading us with an incredible message about becoming. And then Pastor Tripp and I both have the honor to hang out with you guys in breakout sessions that I really think are going to be super, super helpful. And so check your email today, later today, and we'll give you a heads up as to what's coming. But I want to encourage you, come at 9:30 for a breakout and then stay for the 11 a.m. worship, or flip-flop it. Come at 9:30 for worship and then stay at 11 for a breakout. I guarantee you it'll be worth the investment. Well, today we're going to talk about this idea of becoming and the idea of having the power to forgive somebody. We have all been hurt, and many times we're hurt intentionally by what people say about us and by what people do to us. In fact, when you think about this word of forgiveness and the power to forgive, instantly our mind comes up with all these things that have hurt us in the past, heartaches and problems and just things from the past. Honestly, a lot of those memories are still fresh because we were hurt very, very deeply. And that's so true. Because of how deeply we've been hurt, it's hard to consider that we would actually have the power to forgive those people. But the Bible gives us a lot of reasons to forgive. And I've heard a lot of pastors talk about reasons to forgive. But one of the biggest reasons that we can forgive other people and we need to have that power to forgive others is because God did it himself. God forgave us. For most of becoming, we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 4. Well, let me skip to towards the end of the chapter. It says in verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another. These are similar to some of the actions we talked about on Tuesday on the podcast, but be kind and compassionate to one another. Then listen to this phrase, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. So just think about it for a second. Think about how much God has forgiven you. Think about all the mistakes and all the scars and all the mess ups that you wish you could undo. And just think about that just for a moment. Now, I don't often say hang out on your past, but today just think about the weight of all that you've been forgiven of. Why? Because it'll cause you to be more forgiving to the people around you. See, when you forget how much you've been forgiven of, you become more judgmental of other people, right? If you don't feel forgiven, you have a hard time forgiving other people. If you typically have a tough time forgiving other people, maybe it's because you don't truly feel forgiven yourself. Well, think about this. God, at the moment of salvation, completely wipes away that sin from your life. He wipes the slate clean. Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. All those things that you deserve to be paid back for, they have been cleared away. Why? Because God has forgiven you. Every sin, every scar, every mistake, every screw up, God took on himself and he forgave you. And so the power to forgive other people is first found in this foundational statement of yourself that you have been forgiven by God himself. Own that. Believe that. And as you do, you'll find it very tough to hold a grudge against somebody else. Because think about this. No matter what anybody has done to you, no matter how hurtful, harmful, how deep it was, you'll never have to forgive any other person more than what God has already forgiven you. No matter how deep, no matter how hard, no matter how tough, God has forgiven you of so much more. So I'll close with that same verse again, Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind, be compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God has forgiven you. So today, as you think about becoming, as you think about this journey, that we're still growing, we're still becoming who God wants us to be, would you consider that today you've got the power to forgive?
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.